One of those precious teachers was Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche. And as I expect you remember, Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche, like many other Tibetans, like many other Tibetan lamas, in fact, as well as ordinary monks, came to India as a refugee. Jamyang Khyentse, I think, got out of Tibet a little ahead of some of the other Tibetans, because he was able to bring out with him some of his more valued personal possessions. Some Tibetan refugees, of course, got out just with nothing. I think even the Dalai Lama himself didn't get out with very much. But among the possessions which Jamyang Khyentse was able to bring out with him was a set of tankas. I've seen these tankas, and they're quite old. And I believe that they were painted by one of the previous Karmapas. And they're in a very simple, direct sort of style, and not in a way, not at all like the typical Tibetan tanka. They usually contain just one figure in a particular setting. And these tankas, the whole set, I think, was reproduced in a publication brought out by the Namgyal Institute of Tibetology in Gangtok. In fact, as far as I remember, Jamyang Khyentse presented the tankas to that institute, and I expect in that case that they're still there. But there was one particular tanka which struck me more than the others. It showed a very simple scene. It showed a stretch of ocean, depicted in the traditional Tibetan style, little curling waves surmounted by foam. And floating on the sea, there was a raft, and there was someone seated on the raft, dressed in monastic robes and with a rather interesting sort of hat on his head. And there was another figure also, just coming up to the edge of the raft. There was a sort of mermaid-like figure. And this mermaid-like figure was bearing an enormous book, and she was handing it to that monk on the raft. Well, most of you will realize that that figure on the raft was Nagarjuna, one of the greatest of all the Tibetan, or rather Indian and Tibetan Mahayana teachers. And the mermaid-like figure was the Naga princess who brought this volume up from the depths of the sea and presented it to Nagarjuna. And the volume, of course, was the volume of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras.